Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. If you have your Bible there, open it up today to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to be speaking about the Holy Spirit again. This is a message that we've spoken the last few weeks, talking about how to receive the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit operates in our life, and what you can expect from a Spirit-filled life, what you can expect when the Holy Spirit is operating in your life. And so this is a very important message, a timely message. We need wisdom, we need counsel, we need comfort, we need intercession. And so all of these things the Holy Spirit brings to our life and comes into our life to do the will of God in our life. And so I pray that each and every one of you, again, if you do not have the Holy Spirit in your life, you can receive the Holy Spirit. First, you have to come to the salvation experience, and you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've never done that, you can do that today. You can do that right now. Just repent of your sins, confess, and ask the Lord to come into your life, and then ask the Lord to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and to give you His counsel, to give you His comfort, and that Holy Spirit then will be with you, and it will reside with you. The person of God, the third person of the Trinity, the Spirit of God, will reside with you all the days of your life, even on into eternity. Well, in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, it says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." Let me repeat that. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Beloved, let me just say to you today that God has prepared great things for you. God has prepared mighty things for you. God loves you so very much. God cares about every detail of your life. God cares about every detail of your children, of your grandchildren, of your great-grandchildren. He cares about your finances. He cares about your physical body. He cares about every aspect and every detail of your life. He loves you. He sent His Son Jesus to die for you on the cross, to shed His precious blood. And so we can be assured that the gifts that God has for us, the things that God has for us, and to be able to appropriate those gifts and those blessings into our life, that God has our very best interest at heart. He loves us and He wants us to succeed. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be prosperous. All of these things God has for us, and we cannot in our human mind really comprehend all of the great and mighty things God has for us. His kingdom is so immense. His kingdom is unfathomable to the human mind. His wisdom is unfathomable. All of these things that God is, all of these things that He represents, that He has for us, it's really too much for us to comprehend. And so we have to come to the Lord on His terms. We have to come to the Lord and know that everything that happens in our life is a blessing from Him. God causes all things to work for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And so even when we don't understand what God is doing in our life, even when we don't understand how things are working in our life and how God is putting things together in our life, we have to praise Him, we have to honor Him, we have to worship Him, and we give God the glory and honor that He is due, even when we don't understand, even when we can't figure it out. And beloved, there are times when you're not going to be able to figure out what God's doing in your life, and it is going to be a complete mystery to you. And that's just confirmation of this scripture here in verse 9. It says that your eye has not seen, nor your ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of you the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Well, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, the greatest thing that God has prepared for you is eternal life with Him, to be able to spend your eternity with God the Father, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and with the other saints who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That is the premier gift that God has for us, the gift of salvation, the primary thing that God has for us. And so we can rest assured that that is worth rejoicing over right now. That is worth rejoicing over this day and every day when you get up in the morning. You can thank God that you're saved. You can thank God that you know Jesus, that he has given you that gift of salvation. And then it's from there that you ask God for the other gifts that he has, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the grace to pour out on your life, the mercy to pour out on your life. And you ask God for all of those things, and he is more than willing and more than able to give those perfect gifts to you, even though you don't understand them. And then in verse 10 in 1 Corinthians 2, it goes on to tell us about how God speaks to us through his Spirit. But God has revealed these things, that is, the things which we don't understand. He has revealed these things to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For who among men knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God. Well, God, in his infinite wisdom, has given us the Holy Spirit. By his infinite wisdom, first he gives us salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, the blood that he shed at the whipping post. God gave us salvation through that precious blood so that we could come to know God, that we could be reconciled back to him for all eternity. And then God, in his infinite wisdom, gives himself to us through his Spirit, and his Spirit resides with us, which is the person of God, the third person of the Trinity, and that is the Holy Spirit, and is given to us when we ask for the Holy Spirit, when we come to know the Lord through salvation, and then we ask for the Holy Spirit to baptize us and to walk with us and to counsel us here on this earth. God doesn't just take us up to heaven and that is the end of our experience here on this earth. When we come to know the Lord, we're not just immediately extracted from this earth, but we are given the Holy Spirit so that we can be witnesses to this lost and dying world. We can be witnesses to them of the things that God has for them and of the things that God has given to us. So God's plan for you, beloved, if you're listening to me today and you don't know what your purpose is on this earth, you don't know for sure why God created you, let me tell you the reason God created you and the purpose that he has for you is for you to share the beauty of his holiness and share the glory of God with others in your life that he puts in your pathway and that he puts you beside in your workplace or in your ministry or wherever you're at today or tomorrow or any day. He wants you to be a witness for his kingdom, and that is your purpose here on this earth. And so if you start to ask God, God, show me my purpose. Show me what you want me to do, Lord. Reveal to me how you want me to proceed, where you want me to go, what you want me to do, who you want me to speak to. God will be faithful and true, and he will start to reveal to you what his perfect plan for your life is. He will start to reveal to you what your perfect purpose and your destiny and your calling on this earth is. And beloved, when you find that, when you seek that, and when you find that, and you say, Lord, I'm going to set aside other things in my life. I'm not going to set my eyes on things that are worthless. I'm not going to listen to things that are worthless. I'm not going to spend my money on things that are worthless. When you start to seek the Lord and you start to pursue him, he will reveal to you what is your perfect plan here on this earth, and then you can start to walk in it. And beloved, that's when you're going to start to be fulfilled. That's when you're going to start to have joy and peace. And God, in his infinite wisdom, then has given us the Holy Spirit, which searches the mind and searches the heart of God. And that Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God, and it reveals those things to us so that we can know what the mind of God is for us here on this earth. It's a very precious thing that God has gifts then that come with the Holy Spirit, and these gifts are listed in 1 Corinthians 12, and we're not going to take those up yet today, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit come then as a blessing that comes with walking with the Holy Spirit, and these gifts are given to us to empower us, and so that we can be the witnesses with power that Jesus wants us to be, and we can go into the world and share the love of the gospel, share the hope of the gospel, share the intimate knowledge of the kingdom of God with those who don't know about God. And the Holy Spirit then gives us the wisdom of the mind of God. It gives us that which we don't know ourselves, and we have no understanding of ourselves. But when you know the Holy Spirit, you can have an understanding, and you can have the wisdom of God, and you can know that what you're speaking is coming from God and not just from your own human understanding. Well, the things which God has prepared for us are those deep things of the Holy Spirit. And verse 10 there in 1 Corinthians 2, it says, God has revealed these things through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Well, this is a confirmation of John 16, verse 13, which Jesus spoke to the disciples. When He was teaching the disciples about the Holy Spirit, He said, wait for what the Father has promised you. And then the Holy Spirit came upon them, and Jesus said in John 16, 13, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine, and He will declare it to you. And all things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He will take of Mine, and He will declare it to you. And so when you ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom, when you ask the Holy Spirit for counsel, when you ask the Holy Spirit for comfort, all these things that the Holy Spirit is given to us for that purpose, then when you ask the Holy Spirit for those things, He will freely give those things to you, so that you can know what your purpose is, so that you can be comforted in times of sorrow, so that you can have wisdom in times when the world is crashing down around you and you can't make any sense out of it. And so the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we can put the pieces together and we can make sense out of this world when there's chaos breaking around us, when we don't understand what's going on in politics, we don't understand what's going on with our relationships, we don't understand what's going on with our finances. God gives us the wisdom and the counsel of the Holy Spirit so that we can know the deeper things of God. Well, in verse 14 in 1 Corinthians 2, it says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. That is the natural man, the man who is not saved. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Well, Paul says earlier in 1 Corinthians that the cross was foolishness. So in a way, everything about the Christian faith is foolishness. The cross is foolishness. Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus shedding His precious blood on the cross. People who are not saved, they can't understand it. People from other religions, they can't understand it. They look at the cross and they look at Jesus hanging on the cross and the torture that He took, the suffering that He endured, all of these things, it just looks like foolishness to them. And then God takes the veil off of their eyes. God speaks to them through the Holy Spirit, and He opens up their eyes so that they can see the beauty of the cross, so that they can see the beauty of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice and His atonement of His blood that was made for our sins, that we who are full of sin, that we who can't know the righteousness of God in our own strength and in our natural man, we have no righteousness of our own, and so we can come to appreciate the beauty of Jesus hanging on the cross. We can come to appreciate everything that God has done for our life. We can come to know the joy of walking with the Lord because we start to appreciate that these foolish things that God has ordained through His Son Jesus Christ, that same kind of foolishness then can come into our life, and we can become fools for the kingdom of God. We can speak when it seems like it, the proper thing or the wise thing to do is keep our mouth shut. We can speak because the foolish things of God then become ours, the foolish things of God, God will take those things and he will confound the wisdom of the wise, and he will confound what people think is wisdom, and he will allow them to embrace foolishness as well. And that's why people, in their brokenness, when they're done with their own intellect, when they're done with their own pride, when those things that make sense to them no longer make sense, when those things that they think they have put in order in their own life, their finances, their relationships, their health, all of these things start to crumble. And then God says, okay, I'm going to let them crumble. Okay, I'm going to let your wisdom be confounded. I'm going to let your wisdom collapse. And then the foolishness of the cross and the foolishness of the gifts that I have for you, all those things that you weren't able to see, all those things you weren't able to hear, God says, now it will make sense to you. Now, when you look at them from my perspective, when you look at them through the wisdom of my world, of my universe, says the Lord, then you will start to understand the beauty of the cross, the beauty of the resurrection, and the beauty of salvation, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All these things that are given to us by God will then make sense to you. And so the natural man, he does not receive these things because they are spiritually discerned, but he who is spiritual, that is, he who is saved, he who is spiritual, judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Well, beloved, our minds are not capable of instructing the Lord. Our minds are not capable of giving counsel to the Lord. We could never come up with a plan of salvation. We could never come up with any kind of plan that would include the Holy Spirit, the Trinity of God. This is way, way beyond human comprehension. This is way beyond human understanding. But by spiritually discerning these things, or spiritually grasping these things, we can start to have an understanding. And beloved, I would encourage you to spend time in prayer. I would encourage you to spend time reading God's Word. You'll start to scratch the surface of the kingdom of God. You'll start to scratch the surface of God's love for you, of his plan for you. And when you start to scratch that surface, then you'll want to go deeper. You'll want to know more of God. You'll want to seek more of God. And when you do that, then you'll start to walk in peace. You'll have that peace that only the Holy Spirit can give you, that only walking with the Lord can give you. This world cannot give you this peace. This world cannot impart any kind of understanding to you of what's going on, but you start to understand things through God's perspective, through God's eyes, and you start to then walk in the direction that he has for you. Well, how does the Holy Spirit speak to us and counsel us and give us these things from God, the deeper things of God? Well, there's many ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. I'm going to list just a few of the ways here today. First of all, he speaks to us through the written word. And then the second way is he speaks to us through the prophetic word spoken through other men. And he also speaks to us through dreams and visions. And then sometimes God may speak to you in an audible voice. You may actually hear God speaking to you into your spirit. And you'll hear an audible voice of God. And all of these ways then are ways that God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. First of all, through his word, the written word. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:89, your word is settled in heaven, or it stands firm in heaven. And so all of these scriptures describing what the Word does in our life, I would suggest and encourage you every day to read God's Word, to pick up your Bible and read God's Word every single day. That Word has already been established or settled or made firm in heaven. God has declared it. He has spoken it before he gave it to the prophets, before he gave it to the people to write down into what we have come to know as the Bible, the canonized Bible that we have. Before man ever heard those words or ever heard from the Holy Spirit to write those words. God declared those words in heaven. He settled those words. His word is truth. His word will encourage us and strengthen us in every facet of our life. Psalm 119:98. You, O Lord, through your commandments, you make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Psalm 119:103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Psalm 119:140. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Psalm 119:114. You are my hiding place and my shield. Psalm 119:160. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. And so we see from Psalm 119, I would encourage you to read that psalm, read it over and over, meditate on it, and just get an understanding of what God's word can do in your life. It can give you truth. It can make you wiser than your enemies. It can give you understanding. It is a light to shine on your path so that your feet do not stumble. And your word, Lord, we can hide in our hearts, and we can take it with us wherever we go. It's not like our telephones. It's not like our computers. It's not like anything that we know here on this earth. The word can be with us everywhere we go, in every situation, to give us truth, to give us understanding, to give us encouragement, and then the Holy Spirit will speak that word through our own lips to other people in situations where we find ourselves, and that Holy Spirit will also comfort us through that word. It will bring remembrance of God's word to our minds at certain situations in our life. It will also encourage us when we're full of sorrow, when we're full of depression. It will encourage us. The Holy Spirit will encourage us through those words that we have hidden in our heart. And so I would encourage you, beloved, to spend time each and every day in God's word, and that word will lift depression and despair off of you. It will lift loneliness off of you. It will lift a lack of confidence, a lack of boldness off of you, and his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Your steps will be made sure, and you can thank the Lord for that. Well, secondly, the word spoken through the prophetic word given to us through the unction of the Holy Spirit, and this is spoken by other men in our life. 2 Chronicles 20:20, it says, as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Well, God is always sending prophets into your life. God will always send wise people into your life to speak truth into your life, to bring correction into your life, to bring guidance into your life. And so the Holy Spirit then gives them unction. And many times God has sent me to speak to people, to give them correction and to give them guidance, to give them encouragement. And the Holy Spirit gives me unction to go do that. The same Holy Spirit that empowers me to stand on the platform and speak to 20,000 people, sometimes a prophetic message, and sometimes it's a word of encouragement, sometimes it's a word of caution. And the Holy Spirit then gives me the counsel, it gives me the boldness, all those things that come from the Holy Spirit then empowers me and propels me to preach. But sometimes God will send me to just speak to one person and to bring correction or to bring encouragement into that person's life. And so the Holy Spirit speaks through prophets, through the prophetic word. And again, this is the confirmation of what Jesus was telling the disciples, that he will speak to you not on his own authority, but whatever he hears from God, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. And so the prophetic has that ability to not only talk about things of the present and things of the past, but the Holy Spirit has the ability to speak about things that are yet to come, because the Holy Spirit can reveal the mind of God regarding things to come. And so we can know when there's danger ahead. We can know when there are things coming in our life that we should be cautious about and we should be avoiding. And so the Holy Spirit then is the guiding force through the prophetic word of God. Deuteronomy 18:15, regarding prophecy, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, Moses is speaking here, from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear. And I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Well, the Lord had many prophets. The Old Testament was written by the prophets, and it was all prophesying the coming of Jesus Christ. And we have the prophecy fulfilled when Jesus came. He came as a babe, which was prophesied in the Old Testament. He came as a babe in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. He came and he ministered on this earth for 33 and a half years, and he went to the cross. All of that was prophesied in the Old Testament. Jesus' life, every aspect of it, was prophesied. And then John the Baptist came and prophesied that there's going to be one coming after me, John said, and the thongs of his sandals I am not worthy to untie, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so every aspect of Jesus' life was prophesied, and we still have that prophetic unction today. We still have that prophetic word, and God will maybe use you to prophesy into other people's lives, and he will also send prophets into your life to speak the word, to speak the truth, to bring correction and guidance and exhortation and edification into your life. Well, we're going to continue in this vein next week, and also we'll have a Christmas message for you next week. Beloved, Jesus came as a babe, and he came to save us from our sins. His name is Emmanuel. He came to save you from your sin. If you don't know Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, I pray you get down on your knees and ask the Lord to come into your life. I pray that you repent, that you turn from your wicked ways. Say, Jesus, I want to serve you. Jesus, I want you to take my sin, and I give it freely to you. And I trust you, Jesus, that you will cleanse me of all unrighteousness. If you'll do that today, Jesus will be more than faithful to give you his salvation. He will be more than faithful then to raise you up and to walk in newness of life. Well, we're going to have contact information coming up here in just a minute. I appreciate you listening today. I appreciate if you would sit down and make out a donation to Gather the Outcast Ministry to help cover these radio costs, to help boost the other aspects and projects of the ministry, the work in Africa, the orphanage project, the evangelism crusades in Africa. And we look forward to serving you in the coming year. We look forward to serving the Lord and doing his work in the coming year. And you can be part of that. And I thank you again for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.